What's shaking, everybody? You're listening to Improv Tabletop. Gotta go fast. You know what's up. You read the description. You read the title of this episode. Sonic has somehow returned.
He's back.
I am Ned Wilcock, your host in person, who's going to read a lot of words. And today I'm joined by...
Christian Randall. Hopefully Tails is in this book.
Connor Wood, sponsored by Nike.
Yeah. Oh, you're sponsored.
Probably.
You as an individual, not the podcast.
Just me.
You as an individual.
Yeah, and this episode is not sponsored by Mountain Dew Baja Blast, but its energy is provided by Mountain Dew Baja Blast, which I had earlier before this. Guys, it's the 20th anniversary of Baja Blast. You can get it in stores all year round.
Huzzah!
For this year only.
Happy birthday!
How much caffeine is in that thing?
Don't know. Didn't look. Not going to look.
It just makes sure you go fast.
Yes. Yeah, that's all you need to know.
Yeah. One day we'll get this podcast sponsored by whatever beverage company it may be. It's probably not going to be Fever Tree, like I mentioned, like,
right,
goodness knows how many years ago at this point.
Maybe Sega will have its own official soda, and they'll hear all our cool Sonic stuff.
It's chili dog flavored.
Yeah, yeah. Yummy.
Well, Christian, you will be happy to know that Tails is in this book.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, as opposed to previous books, Tails does not have his own character sheet, and he has no lives of his own in this book.
Honestly, that feels very on brand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so if Sonic has lost all of his, then Tails has to go back to the beginning as well. Because, you know, Tails, he just has to follow Sonic at every step along the way. Well, this time we're reading Sonic the Hedgehog Adventure Game Book 4, The Zone Zapper.
Zone Zapper.
Danny.
This book is written by the same pair that wrote Sonic vs. Sonic, Nigel Gross and John Sutherland. So the purchasing process for this book, I had it, I found a copy on eBay, I put it into my cart because I was like, okay, it'll be nice to come back to this later. And I got an email from the seller like, hey, this book's in your cart, you want 10% off to grease the wheels? And I was like, yeah. And so I put in the order, and my bank shut down my credit card because I was trying to order too many things from Europe at that point. There was this book, there was also some Kickstarter stuff going on.
Stop buying Sonic!
Yeah, I had to call my credit union to be like, it is me trying to buy more Sonic books, don't worry about it. But okay, one thing I am happy to note about this book compared to the previous book, significantly fewer bugs this time.
Nice.
Hey-o.
But not zero. Yeah.
Still bugs.
Yes.
Still bugs.
We have 4 bugs in particular with this book. I've made note of the ones that are going to come into play as we're going along, but the other bug is, it says we're supposed to start with some equipment. It doesn't list what that equipment is that we're supposed to be starting with.
Oh.
So I'm assuming that we're going to have a pair of red trainers because this book is published in England.
Naturally.
Yeah. Do you think we have white gloves?
Yeah, maybe we'll start with the gloves this time. In some books, we haven't started with the gloves,
right,
which is weird. Another thing I'm happy to note about this book is, though all of these books have 300 sections, that's not necessarily the page count. This book is physically thinner. It's the thinnest physical book.
Woo!
Of all the ones that we've done so far.
Oh, yeah.
So that is a good sign right here off the bat. But, you know, the step number one for these books, as per usual, is we're going to give Sonic some stats.
Yeah.
Now... So as per usual, we get to give Sonic 5 in one of his stats, then a 4, a 3, and the other 3 are going to be 2s. Would you like to hear the stats that the previous owner of this book thought would be good to give Sonic?
Yes, sure. I always love to judge people on their poor choices.
So, speed, 6.
Okay,
what?
You know what? I don't disagree
yeah,
with them.
I mean, sure.
I don't disagree
yeah.
with them.
Yep, strength, 5. Agility, 6.
Oh, you know what?
Hang on.
That makes sense.
Yep, coolness, 4. Quick wits, 5. Good looks, 6.
Okay. You know what?
Dang.
Maybe this is one of those books where, like, as you're reading, you can collect more stats, and this is what they
yeah.
ended up with.
Or they're just hacked.
No, like, I'm looking for marks of erasing and rewriting. There's none of that. This young child was just like,
right out of the gate.
Who cares about rules? We're going to give Sonic 3 sixes, even though that's physically not a possible stat that we can give him at the beginning of this book.
Maybe he had a game shark.
3 sixes? You mean 666?
Six, six, six?
It's an evil Sonic. Sonic.
Oh no, this is a creepypasta book.
Oh gosh. Okay, so do we want to, in the past, I think we've just taken all the stats that we gave Sonic from the previous book and kept using those.
Yeah.
Do we want to stick with that again, or should we get freaky with it this time?
I mean,
he's never led us astray.
Yeah, we've always been completely safe and made the right choices.
Yes.
Or should I say, the left choices.
Ah.
Gotta go left.
Gotta go leave.
So, in the past, we've said speed 5, strength 2, agility 2, coolness 4, quick wits 3, good looks 2.
Works for me. As long as speed is 5, cool. I think we're making the right choice.
All right. Or rather, all left. All right. Well, without further ado, we've statted out Sonic. Let's get into section 1 of Sonic the Hedgehog Adventure Gamebook 4, The Zone Zapper by Nigel Gross and John Sutherland.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Robotnik rubbed his hands with glee. It was funny how ideas just popped into his head. One minute he would be thinking about something interesting, like trashing Sonic and Tails, then a brilliant idea would form in his head. This particular idea was no ordinary one, it was inspired.
Ooh.
Robotnik had been converting a bunch of bunnies into lovely little badniks. It took so long that too much of his valuable time was being wasted with such unimportant things. The trouble was, the more badniks he made, the more he got zapped by Sonic and Tails. Robotnik often wondered if it wasn't a losing battle. No, of course it wasn't. Sometimes the badniks actually got those two irritating creatures. That really made it worthwhile. A smile formed on Robotnik's face. An evil little smile. That is, if an egg can look evil.
Of course.
So is this the egg version or the creepy star face version?
Yes.
Yeah, so before we started recording, I was showing Connor and Sonic some of the illustrations of Robotnik in this book.
Canon, I'm Sonic.
True.
Gosh dang it. Okay. Whatever the case, we've got a few very different illustrations of Robotnik. On the front of this book, he is, like, they've leaned into the Eggman aspect of this. He has no neck. He is just head straight down into his shoulders, really round Chungus Robotness.
The man is egg.
And then in the second one, his face is very thin, and, like, his eyebrows are poking out in weird ways, his nose is poking out, his mustache. Mm. His head looks like a star. He looks like a little weasel weevil, whatever nasty little guy.
It's madness.
There's very little consistency in the illustrations so far of these books. But yeah, so this is, whatever the case, it's Robotnik. He's an egg. He's evil.
An evil egg.
He's a bad egg.
Yeah, a bad egg. Yeah, an evil little smile, that is, if an egg can look evil, which this egg definitely does look evil. Robotnik decided to give his new idea all the attention it deserved, and it deserved a lot. After many hours hard work and study, Robotnik stood back to admire his handiwork. Standing before him was what looked like an enormous gun. It was too heavy to carry, too long to point or to wave at anyone. No, this gun needed to be somewhere special. Using winches and pulleys and some press-ganged badniks, Robotnik managed to get the gun onto the front of a flying machine. Lovingly, he bolted and riveted his new weapon to the machine. He stepped back, sighed, then dismissed the sniveling badniks that were still hanging around. I am truly brilliant. This, he said, gazing at the weapon, is the one thing that can rid me of that pesky Sonic and his sidekick forever. In fact, it can rid me of all the goody-goodies in one go. My reality inversion beam. My reality inversion beam, all in caps, he repeats.
Ooh.
That sounds good. I like that. Robotnik sat down. He had worked hard, but he was happy. Now he only needed to test his weapon to make sure that it really worked. The reality inversion beam was supposed to turn good into bad and bad into good. Robotnik didn't like the idea of the second part of that. He was more interested in the good to bad bit. The other great thing about this beam was that it turned things like rings into traps and even trees into badniks.
Oh no.
Great. We're off to a very promising start.
Bring me another batch of bunnies, Robotnik boomed at the top of his voice.
Two cursing and miserable-looking badniks wheeled in a cage with 6 cute little rabbits, noses twitching as they smelt Robotnik's egginess.
His what?
He smelled his egginess.
His egginess. He smells like an egg. Surprise, Robotnik is an egg. After the badniks had left, a wicked grin appeared on Robotnik's face. Again, an evil little grin. They really want us to know that Robotnik is happy right now.
He grinning.
Do you think he's the bad guy?
I think he might be the bad guy in this book.
I don't know.
I've been waiting for this, he sniggered. Then he pushed a series of buttons on the remote control panel. An eerie beam of orange light covered the cage and its captives. In seconds, they'd been transformed, Instead of six bunnies, there were now six snapping and snarling badniks, ripping their way out of the flimsy cage.
Ha-ha, success! Now for the next test, the Emerald Hill Zone and my friends, Sonic and Tails!
His friends? So this is like how Sonic and Tails are friends, is how, is how Robotnik considers himself to be friends with Sonic and Tails.
Yeah.
For the uninitiated, a badnik, is that just like an evil rabbit?
That's just his little robot guys.
Yeah, I think it's just kind of like a coverall term for all of the weird robo guys that Eggman uses.
His henchmen.
Yeah.
Okay, so anything small, robotic, and evil is a badnik.
Yeah.
Okay.
Meanwhile, our two intrepid heroes were having fun in the place they love the best. The Emerald Hill Zone was home. Well, nearly. They had zapped thousands of badniks there, grabbed hundreds of rings, and nearly managed to outwit Robotnik and his traps. Let's try something else, says Tails.
There he is.
Yep, still as seductively voiced as ever. He has just managed to beat Sonic in a race to a batch of rings.
What?
I was feeling quite pleased with himself.
Okay.
Yeah, right, dude.
If we remember canonically from the last book, Tails ended up faster than Sonic.
You know what? That actually is true. I'm going to pull out the character sheet. Yeah, they both ended with a speed of 5, but Tails also had a strength of 5.
That's what it was, yeah.
So Tails is objectively better at Sonic at this point, which is why they had to nerf him for this book.
Right, fair. Too OP.
And by nerf, just fully remove his stats from the game.
Right?
We have temporarily patched Tails out.
Yes. Okay, so yes, let's try something else, says Tails. He has just managed to beat Sonic in a race to a batch of rings, and he's feeling quite pleased with himself.
Okay, where? The bridge or the star post? Replies Sonic, determined to beat Tails, whatever his choice.
Where should Sonic and Tails head for next? If you think they should head for the bridge, turn to this page. If you think they would have more fun racing to the star post, turn to this other page.
I don't know what the star post is, but I hope it's mail to outer space.
It's a checkpoint.
Yeah, when you run into the star post, it makes a little, it spins and goes ding, and that is your checkpoint.
Oh, well, mm-hmm. I mean, that seems a smart place to go, because then we have a place to go back to if something bad happens.
Good thinking. Also, bridges collapse in these places. So bridges, I'm thinking, are probably going to be bad, generally speaking.
Yeah.
144. With Sonic in pursuit, the two friends whiz towards the star post. Why is Sonic not in front? This is so unlike Sonic.
Tails is the fastest. We all know it.
Something's off. Maybe it's subtext.
Or is this not even Sonic? Is this
Sonic?
Dun, dun.
This is an AU sequel.
Oh, he's back.
Oh, man. Everything was great. They were happy. Okay, yeah, this is definitely an AU sequel. Oh, man. Everything was great. They were happy. The Emerald Hill Zone looked beautiful in the early morning sun, and they had already boffed at least a dozen badniks each. Outstanding! Sonic had grabbed a few rings earlier, but he made a mistake a little while ago, much to Tails' amusement. They went side by side through the star post, Sonic being judged to have it by a spine or two. They skidded to a halt the other side of the post and waited for Robotnik to show up. So they know that he's showing up. Everything's great in the Emerald Hill Zone, but they're just waiting for Robotnik to show up.
Yeah.
Okay, trouble in Tahiti, whatever the case.
It's a plan.
It's a plan. Should Sonic and Tails hide behind a rock, or should they wait in the open? After all, they have nothing really to fear from Robotnik.
I want to rock.
Yeah, let's rock.
Okay, time to rock.
Wow. Rock and roll.
We do definitely roll. Sure enough, Robotnik appears overhead, his crazy-looking flying craft making a low purring sound as it begins to hover. Sonic cannot see it properly from where he's crouching, but he's sure there's something different about the flying machine. Suddenly, they see something really strange. A deep, eerie orange light begins to fill the sky. Robotnik is up to something. Should they attack the flying ship at once, or should they wait and try to find out what Robotnik is up to?
Like, I know the answer is to attack, but this is too early in the story to have a Well, didn't we confront him early on in one other story and then we got blasted?
Yeah, I think we were watching TV and then immediately giant robots showed up.
Yeah.
I feel like that was like book two.
So I think logic may not be the way to approach this. Let's go ahead.
Yes.
Let's go ahead and attack this guy.
All right. Attack the flying ship, 209. The two heroes make ready for their attack. Roll the die twice against Sonic's agility to beat 6 each time. So our agility is 2.
Do you want to each roll one die?
Yeah. So each of you needs to roll a 4 or higher on the die. We got a 50% chance.
Well, I got a 1.
Okay.
Great.
I got a 5.
Okay, so if both rolls are successful, turn to 40. If either of them fails, turn to 97.
Uh-oh, 97. For some reason, that feels like a bad number to me.
What a mess! No matter who failed the agility test, the result was the same. In their eagerness to get at Robotnik, the two pals collide in midair and hit the deck in a jumble of legs, fur, and spines. Sonic gets up quickly and dusts off his spines. He shakes, and they all fall back into place. Sheer perfection despite everything. But Tails is...
Tails looks like an idiot, though. Tails can't get it together.
Right? Regardless of who fails, Sonic is the one who ends up looking cool. Tails is worse off. In the fall, he had twisted his ankle. He cannot stand and even finds it impossible to try.
Oh my gosh.
Things look bad.
They really nerfed him.
Yeah.
Yeah. The flying machine is still above them. The beam of orange light seems to be getting darker all the time. Suddenly, they notice that it is changing from a beam to a series of waves, all heading for the Earth. As the waves hit the ground, the most amazing thing happens. The orange waves strike a clump of bushes. The bushes seem to grow, then change shape. In seconds, they have become Badniks. The waves move on and touch the starpost. It shrinks and melts. Then it becomes a spiked trap. Whatever Robotnik is messing around with, it's certainly powerful and dangerous, too. Sonic had better move fast. Should Sonic move towards Tails and the approaching waves, or should he wait and hope that Tails can get out of the waves' way by himself?
No, let's go.
Oh, come on. Canonically, we know Sonic wants to just leave Tails behind.
Yeah, that'd be funny, but that the second option says wait, which doesn't feel...
We don't do that.
We don't
That's
do
true.
That.
We don't do that.
We only go fast.
Yeah.
So the one that says move, let's do that. Move towards Tails and the approaching waves, page 122. Tails is in bad shape. Try as he may, he just cannot get up. His ankle is beginning to swell up already, and he looks in pain. Sonic, being the hero that he is, decides to make a dash for Tails and pick him up. The beam is very close now, so Sonic had better be quick as possible. Sonic figures out that he will not only need the speed, but also his quick wits to save Tails from the beam. Roll on Sonic's speed and quick wits. He will need to have a score of 5 or more on both. No, a score of more than 5 on both. Okay, so quick wits is 3 and speed is 5.
I'll do quick wits, don't worry.
I'm gonna do speed.
I got a 3.
On the die?
Yeah.
Okay, 3 plus 3 is 6, woo. So we've beaten 5.
I got a 5 on the die.
Okay, 5 plus 5 is 10, which beats 6.
What's
if Sonic
cool?
succeeds on both rolls, turn to page 109.
Yeah, we're basically the best.
It's because we're Sonic.
It's because we're Sonic.
It's because we're not Tails. What a little dweeb.
What a dweeb.
They managed to hit the flying machine just the once before tumbling back down to the ground. Sonic lands beautifully, but Tails falls down on top of him, twisting his ankle.
Okay, this is probably one of the errors.
Maybe he twisted his other ankle.
Okay, you know what? I like that. I like that explanation better.
Oh, my other ankle!
It's that Ace Ventura scene where he gets shot the knee with one arrow and then the other knee.
Oh, man. They just have it out for Tails so bad in this book. Sonic is okay, and he jumps to his feet and whizzes a few meters away from the scene of the fall. Sonic looks back and expecting his friend to join him, but no. Sonic looks on in horror as the beam hits his friend's legs.
What?
Wait, what? Both, let's just agree, both ankles have been twisted or broken, and now they're both getting zapped with microwaves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or evil waves.
Tails begins to stiffen, then as the beam plays over the rest of his body, he slowly transforms into a gnashing and gibbering Badnik.
Ah, nice. What a loser.
Can
keep off, Tails.
Tails! Screams Sonic. He realizes that he is already too late to save his pal.
Hold up, this was us succeeding on the roll?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's think about Sonic's real intent. Back to subtext.
Yes, exactly. The newly created Tailsnik pulls itself to its feet and starts to hobble towards Sonic. It seems like the beam doesn't have sufficient power to mend Tails' damaged ankle.
Oh, so messed up.
Jeez, what the heck?
We're just going to see, like, how much can we completely destroy Tails by the end of this book?
He's a Silent Hill monster now.
Right?
He's lumbering after us.
When we turn around next, he's going to have a pyramid on his head. Okay, so Tails still has a bad ankle. This will give Sonic enough time to make his getaway, with tears forming in his eyes at the loss of his friend. Oh.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, yeah, we totally believe those tears, Sonic.
With tears forming in his eyes at the loss of his friend, Sonic whizzes out of range of the beam. He can only look on as Robotnik continues to wreck the Emerald Hill Zone with his new weapon. Turn to 163.
Okay.
Sonic cannot believe what has happened to his friend. Already, Robotnik has left the scene of the attack and has begun transforming the bridge and the surrounding trees into more traps and Badniks. Things look really bad. Sonic doesn't understand what has happened. What was the weapon Robotnik used on his friend and the rest of the zone? Can he ever turn Tails back into Tails again? Would it be kinder just to trash the Tails stick and hope that Tails would return to his old self?
Oh my goodness.
Beat him up.
Maybe it'll be nicer if I just destroy him instead of letting him suffer. The zone is getting pretty dangerous. It is teeming with new badniks, the like of which Sonic has never seen. The trees have become huge badniks, with a mass of spikes instead of branches and big coiled tentacles instead of roots. Could this be the end of the world as Sonic knows it?
Yeah.
Sonic decides to find out about Robotnik's machine and, more importantly, what to do about it.
Hang on, dude. I'll be back for you,
shouts Sonic as he speeds off to the next zone on his way to Robotnik's laboratory and the answers to all his questions. Meanwhile, Sonic's words carry across the zone and reach the tin-plated ears of the Tailsnik. It turns, grins, and a small tear drops from its left eye.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, because it's running on two broken ankles.
This is the real tier that's actually...
Yeah, I believe that one.
That implies he's in there enough to feel things. So those broken ankles are not doing him any favors.
Oh, gosh. Should Sonic head straight for Robotnik's winged fortress zone, or if he has lost a life in the battle... Okay, so we're already good. If you think that Sonic should stop messing around and go to the laboratory, turn to this page. If you think he really needs to be up to strength before trying anything clever, turn to this other page.
I mean, our strength is lower than our speed, right?
Our strength is 2, which is one of our lowest stats.
Oh, well then, yeah, we should probably up our strength before we... Because we can be fast about upping our strength.
That we can.
That's still doing something.
Yes.
It's not waiting. Because
mm-hmm.
we do not wait.
We also have 0 rings right now, which is bad.
We need rings.
So are we sure? Because again, we can't trust logic or the things that we've been told in this book. But
right.
aren't rings traps in this book?
That's true.
There are potentially trap rings. So darn.
Dang it. Yeah, I think when in doubt, gotta go fast.
Yeah. Let's go.
Okay. So, stop messing around and go to that laboratory, Sonic. Page 275. Sonic is just a blur of blue as he heads for the winged fortress zone. All the badniks on the way can only stand and stare at the speed and skill of the hurtling hedgehog. Nothing can stand in his way. Sonic lost count, but he bet that he didn't boff more than about a dozen. Let me make sure I'm reading this sentence correct.
That's the sound that they make when you pop them in the old games. They go, boof.
Boof?
Boof.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sonic lost count, but he'd bet that he didn't boff more than about a dozen badniks on the whole trip. Speed was the important thing. Any delay would mean that Robotnik had headed back to the winged fortress zone and was lying in wait for him. Bad news. Now, turn to 260. Sonic zooms past the starpost at the end of the last zone before the sky chase zone. There's no sign of Robotnik. He hasn't even left an end-of-zone robot guardian. Sonic is relieved, because he is beginning to feel a little tired. As he leaves the zone, Sonic finds himself in a cold, small room. There doesn't appear to be an exit. Surely Sonic is not trapped. What should he do? Should we search the room, wait to try and figure out your next move, or jump around to keep warm?
Let's get warm!
Jump.
Jump around.
Jump around. Jump. Jump.
All right, turn to page 145.
The get warm page. I love this part.
As Sonic bounces around the room, he hits a hidden grill in the floor.
Yeah!
The first hit weakens the bolts holding it shut, but the second wrenches the grill free. It turns out that was the right thing to do, apparently.
Of course it was. Of course it was. Because we're fast.
Of course.
Yeah, Sonic falls through the hole and into the bright light of the sky chase zone. Turn to page 77.
Mm.
Can you imagine waiting around?
Rubbish.
Couldn't be me.
Rubbish.
Couldn't be me. Hold up. This book was published in England?
Yes.
Okay, I'm just going to layer over a British accent over everything you say now.
Okay.
In my head.
You can do that in your head because I'm not going to do it with my mouth. Is this Sonic's first visit to the Sky Chase Zone? If it is, blah, blah, blah. If it's not his first, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so we're going to turn to page 129.
Yeah.
Did we not go to the Sky Chase Zone in a previous book?
I literally cannot remember.
I assume it means this book.
Oh, yeah, I definitely.
There's no cross save.
Does Sonic have 5 rings?
No.
No, we don't have rings.
Nope.
Okay.
Zilch.
If we don't have 5 rings, turn to page 211.
Oh, we're just all about that page turning now.
Oh, yeah, we're hopping around.
Since Sonic doesn't have any rings, he must get to the Sky Fortress the hard way.
Ah, boy.
Great. Oh, I remember I read something in the rules for this particular book about like spending, because we can spend 100 rings at any time to gain a new life.
Right.
But it did tell us that we need to be careful because parts of the adventure, we're going to need rings to gain access to parts of the zones.
They got toll booths now. What a cool new mechanic.
It's great.
The hedgehog toll booth.
Sizing things up, Sonic realizes that his only chance is to jump from cloud to cloud. There appear to be three clouds between him and the fortress. Each jump will require him to use agility and speed. Sonic needs to beat a score of 7 each time. Add his agility and his speed to a roll. Okay.
Okay.
Speed and agility, that's a 7 just right there. So there's no way we can lose. Woo! This is great.
Roll, roll, roll. Win, win, win. Wow, wow, wow.
Yes.
That was easy.
Wow, I rolled a 6. Wow, I rolled a 5. Wow, I rolled a 3.
We win. If we manage to make the score 3 times, then turn to 105.
You know, maybe we should have used the other kid's stats. We could have breezed through this.
Yeah, right?
Like, he was on the right track. Sonic leaps gracefully onto the platform of the Sky Fortress. It looks deserted. Sonic walks towards the laboratory door. Should he go straight in? After all, there doesn't seem to be anyone about. If so, turn to this page. Or if you think that Sonic ought to have a peek through the window of the laboratory door first, turn to a different page.
I mean, the smart choice is to look.
Yeah.
Sonic does seem to have, like, different motivations in this book compared to the other ones, though.
Right.
Yeah. Do you think he actually cares about Tail? No, that's ridiculous. What do you think his motivations are in this book?
I think his motivations are, like, actual self-preservation in this one, maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, that is new.
Let's take a little peeky.
Yeah.
He's grown as a hedgehog.
Just a little look. Yeah. I love how we're needing to try to narratively justify why Sonic is going to do the smart thing. Sonic sees an old-looking nest just inside the door. He can barely make out a chicken-like head slumped on the soft straw and feathers. Should Sonic try to avoid the nest, or should he go in and confront the odd-looking creature?
I don't know anything about this, so I can't metagame, but Connor, are big bird-like creatures friendly or not friendly?
Usually everything is bad.
Then let's avoid
old
it.
Old Sonic. So yeah, let's go around.
All right, let's avoid the nest. Turn to page 4.
Oh, wow.
I love page 4.
Something about the high numbers and the low numbers freak me out.
I know.
I want something like in the 20s.
It's about to get serious. Yeah.
In order to avoid Clucker, Sonic must use his quick wits.
Okay.
What do we got with the quick wits? Is that a 3?
Our quick wits is a 3.
All right.
So we need to score 6 or higher in order to outwit the mechanical chicken.
Ah.
So we just need to roll 3 or higher on the die. That's a 66% chance.
We got a 3.
Ooh.
Perfect.
By the quills on our back.
Yay.
If we managed to get the score we need, turn 2, 162. If we had failed, we would have no alternative but to fight Clucker.
Ooh. Phew. I'm not trying to fight Clucker.
I hate Clucker.
I'm going to deliberately not comment on the fact that we're doing surprisingly well, because as soon as I do that, things are going to go horrible.
We're going to immediately be like, and you have to turn right and die.
Right? Oh, gosh. Sonic goes into a spin and bounces off the ceiling of the laboratory's entrance hall. Clucker is now behind him. The mechanical chicken cannot turn around, and all he can do is hurl insults at the clever hedgehog. Sonic sees another doorway before him, the way into the lab itself. Now turn to 282.
Alright, I can respect, you know, we can't go right, the chicken can't turn around.
Yeah,
word.
It's perfect. Robotnik's lab is enormous. There are banks of computers, thousands of books and computer disks, and hundreds of strange-looking bottles filled with all manner of revolting liquids. Sonic realizes that he may not have very long to find the blueprints of the beam. Adding Sonic's quick wits to his speed and a single roll of the die, you must score 8 or more. So quick wits plus speed, that's an 8, so we can't lose.
Ooh, let me roll for this one, Connor.
You got this.
I got a 6.
Wow. Yeah, we just got a 14.
Booyah.
So yeah, we're going to turn to page 204.
Has anyone seen any rings?
Yeah.
I have not.
Nope.
Keep an eye open for those.
Well, rings are traps.
Yeah.
So.
Oh yeah, don't touch them.
Using his incredible speed and amazing quick wits, Sonic ransacks the lab until he finds what he's been looking for. Before him, stretched out on one of the tables, are the blueprints to the beam weapon.
Cool.
As Sonic reads the instructions and warnings that Robotnik has written alongside the complicated drawings, he begins to understand what he must do. Turn to page 198. Sonic needs to find Chaos Emeralds to reverse the effects of the beam weapon.
Well.
Wow, my old friends.
It's like I haven't heard of that before.
Gotta get the Dragon Balls.
Yep. All 7 of them.
They will have to be dropped into the machine one at a time. Hero require 3 to do the job. The first can be found in the chemical plant zone. Should we head for the chemical plant zone, or should we continue reading the instructions?
Let's go to the freaking chemical plant zone.
Let's just read a little bit more so we can figure out where the other ones are, because then we can get there even faster rather than having to come back here and read it again.
True.
Yeah, we're going to sharpen the saw. Sometimes you got to take a little time ahead of time so you can be more efficient.
Word. All right, let's see what else this thing says.
Sonic continues reading Robotnik's strange writing. He finds out that the other two Chaos Emeralds are hidden in the Aquatic Ruin Zone and the Emerald Hill Zone. Robotnik, thinking that he is clever, has also provided Sonic with a clue to get to the emeralds in the flying machine's weapon. Hidden in the Chemical Plant Zone is a Magno Ladder. In the Aquatic Ruin Zone is a Skypoon?
Okay, is that a harpoon for the sky?
Yes.
That's gotta be what it is.
That's what I'm hoping it is.
If it's anything else, I'm gonna be very upset.
Me too.
I think it's just like a grappling hook. Just call it that.
Call it a grappling hook.
Yes.
You know what? Hey, maybe that's a British thing. Maybe that's what they call
true. My bad.
Grappling hooks.
Maybe. In the Aquatic Ruin Zone is a grappling hook. In the Emerald Hill Zone are a pair of Sonic sneaker boosters.
Ooh. Okay, cool.
They're actually calling them sneakers in this book, which is strange.
Yeah, that's
new.
Robotnik has hidden these so that if he ever fell out of the flying machine, he would be able to get back into it. Lucky for Sonic, that Robotnik thinks of everything. Turn to page 58. Sonic makes his way to the chemical plant zone. Here he must begin his...
Oh, wow, that was very... just like, we did it.
Yeah, here we are.
All right.
Here he must begin his search for the first of the Chaos Emeralds needed to reverse the effects of Robotnik's beamer weapon. Sonic remembers a piece of paper that he stuffed into the top of one of his sneakers. It is a plan of the chemical plant zone, and it appears to show him the way through the maze of pipes and lifts to the emerald.
Oh boy,
I hope this isn't another literal maze like we ran into a couple books ago.
A left.
The trouble is that the map does not seem to start from where Sonic is standing at the moment. He needs to find the power sneakers first. Sonic looks around the weird and twisted mass of pipes and leaking steam. It looks like the power sneakers are at the top of a huge pillar a little way off. Sonic jumps up for a quick peek. Sure enough, the power sneakers are there all right, but which is the best way to reach them? Should we use the spring or the tube on the other side of it?
Spring. Can't trust these tubes.
Yeah, tubes can have that weird liquid that messed us up in one of those books.
Yeah, acid.
Oh, yeah, the Mac. That's what it was, the Mega Mac.
That's what they called it, Mac.
Yeah.
A perfect name.
Yeah, that was the book that they told us what a tree was, but wouldn't explain what Mac was.
Yeah, right.
Oh, goodness. All right, we're going to use the spring, 256.
All right, let's go, boys.
Sonic jumps up and lands perfectly on the spring. It catapults him up. As he reaches the top of the arc, he sees that he has a choice. Slightly to the left are five rings, but directly above, just beyond the curving tube, is a ledge. What should we aim for?
I don't trust them rings. It's a trap.
Yeah, heck those rings. Let's get to this ledge.
Okay, page 32. You must use Sonic's agility to make this tremendous feat of acrobatics. Sonic will need to score 6.
Oh boy. Ooh. What's our agility? Is that a 2?
Agility is 2.
2. So you gotta get a 4 or higher.
Christian, you roll. I don't want to do it.
Okay.
This is too much.
50% chance.
I will say, I've only rolled on the ones that we can't fail on. So this is the first one that actually matters.
Get her done.
How much did we need?
We needed a 4 on the die.
So the way that my 1 is written... it looks a lot like a 4. It just doesn't have that one extra mark right there. So, like, that's just a 1.
Okay, so if he makes it, turn this page. If he fails, he must lose a life.
What?
Did I say 1? I meant not 1.
Okay, we lose one of our 3 lives.
All right, that's okay.
And turn to page 95. Okay.
Man, those insta-deaths.
Sonic plummets down and lands heavily on the grilled walkway with a thump. Sonic must lose a life or all his rings for this nasty fall.
Wait, didn't we?
We just lost one. You know what? I'm going to say that's a glitch because we just lost one.
Yeah, don't you get invincibility frames? Come on.
Yeah, we'll damage boost our way through the grill. Speedrun tactics here.
It's fine.
Yeah, bad ruling.
Because you don't lose a life for not grabbing something. You lose a life once you hit the ground. And this is us hitting the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Perfect sense. Okay. If, on the other hand, Sonic still has some lives left, then he can brush off the grime and dust and try something else. There isn't really much of an alternative after all. He has to try the tube. The illusion of choice. Great. Turn to page 130. Sonic loves these tubes.
Good for you, buddy.
Is that what it says?
That's what it says.
He loves these tubes.
If he'd have told us that he loved them, we would have gone with him in the first place.
I know, dude. Just start with that.
Yeah.
I will just say, when I was playing Sonic on the Game Boy Advance, I think, there were a lot of springs involved.
True.
And to me, tubes have always been Mario's domain.
Yep.
That makes sense. So the only problem is that you never know exactly where you will end up. He hits the end of the tube, and it rockets him up at tremendous speed. That's good. The spiraling hedgehog loses all sense of direction. That's bad. And before he knows it, he is thrown out of the end of the tube and sprung upwards on a spring.
Oh, hey. A real illusion of choice here, no matter what you
okay.
Do.
Oh boy. Sonic must act fast. He has three choices. Should we go straight up towards the clutch of five rings? Should we aim for the block on the left, or are we better going for the block on the right?
Let's go for the rings.
Get the freaking rings.
What? If we... Yeah, we... I don't know.
Yeah, let's try logic and see if that actually does anything good for us.
Let's see.
Sonic whizzes up, a blur of perfect blue brilliance. The rings are directly ahead, but already Sonic is losing speed. In order to make sure that Sonic hits the rings, he must use his agility. He will need to get a score of 6 to get the rings.
I got this, boys.
You got this, Connor.
Okay, 4 or higher on the die.
That's a 4.
Oh, perfect. Yeah.
It was successful. Turn to 237. Remember to add the 5 rings to Sonic's stuff.
Yeah.
We're rich.
We can take 1 hit.
Yeah.
Thank goodness. Sonic lands beautifully on the upper right-hand block. From here, he can see the power sneakers way over to the right. His quick thinking tells him that there is danger below. Sure enough, he can see 2 grabbers suspended from the ceiling, dangling in the way of the easiest route through the maze. What should we do? We have 2 choices. We can jump down 1 block to get a better view of the grabbers, or we can try to make a big leap and land beyond the grabbers near the column where the power sneakers are perched.
I like big leaps.
Big leaps.
And I cannot lie.
I bet we could do it.
All right, let's turn to page 278. It's not asking us for a roll yet. That's nice.
That feels good.
What a cool move.
Yeah.
You do
that's
it.
That's right. I'm cool.
Some dudes would call it luck, but those who really know would call it cool. With a mega hop, skip, and a jump, Sonic clears the distance and lands like a jump jet on both sets of paws. Awesome. So I guess if you just choose to do a move that's cool enough, you don't have to roll for it.
That's very Sonic coded.
Yeah, he gets the patented, you do that.
Sonic sneers at the 2 growling grabbers and feels really good inside.
Yeah.
He slicks back his head spines and spits on both forepaws.
Ew.
Dead cool and calm. What will this hot hedgehog do now?
In no way it says hot hedgehog.
What will this hot hedgehog do now?
His best friend got turned into a robot like 5 minutes ago, and he's like, I am so cool.
Yeah. Should we go for the nearest grabber, go for the furthest grabber, or just head down the entrance of a tube?
What? I thought we were jumping to where the sneakers were.
That's what I thought, too.
I don't know, man. Get the nearest grabber.
Look, I am all for theater of the mind, but this book would benefit from a little bit of, you know, context.
Playtesting.
Yeah. Okay, so we just jumped past both of the grabbers. Now we can go back to try and beat up one or the other grabber, or we can just head down the entrance of a tube, because Sonic loves these tubes.
You know what? If he loves them... Let's do it.
Let's tube. Let's tube it.
Sonic, follow your bliss. Go to page 56 down that tube.
Oh, Sonic.
As Sonic hits the entrance to the tubeway, he realizes that he's perilously close to the grabbers. He must use his agility to avoid certain doom. We need a 6 to make sure we get through without falling foul of the grabbers.
Didn't we just jump by? You know what? I'll roll this.
Yeah, do it. Do
this
it.
Sonic is not giving us the whole picture.
Right?
There we go. That's a 6.
Woo!
Okay. So we succeed. We turn to page 10. The furthest grabber makes a grab for Sonic, but fails. In his desperation to avoid the grabber, Sonic trips over. This could be a disaster in the making. Then, something weird happens. The other grabber, the one closest to the tubeway, catches Sonic and picks him up. What is going on? Turn to page 153.
Okay.
Again, I succeeded.
Yeah.
Book. I rolled the good number.
Thanks, dude, says Sonic. What's with the nice guy stuff then? You grabbers are supposed to be bad.
I am a good guy these days, ever since that fool Robotnik zapped me, continues the grabber. As you see, I'm a catcher, not a grabber anymore.
What?
You're a what?
You're a what? Replies Sonic, somewhat taken aback at the grabber's statement.
A what?
A catcher. C-A-T-C-H-E-R. Want me to spell it out again? I'm not happy about what I am, but I can't do anything about it hanging here.
So what's the deal then?
Asks Sonic, getting himself together again.
Cut me down and I'll help you. You've only got to promise to zap me back into a grabber again if we manage to reverse that stupid ray thing of Robotnik's, the catcher replies.
Seems cool to me, agrees Sonic. Now turn to 216.
Wait. So he's a good guy, but he's not happy about it.
Yes.
Yeah.
So he wants to be zapped back into a bad guy at the first chance we get.
Interesting.
And we just promised that we would do that for him. apparently.
Okay, well, Sonic's canonically a liar, so yeah. That's not happening.
It's one of his talents, lying.
Sonic agrees to cut down the catcher. It seems like a good idea to team up after all, does it?
Sure.
I don't agree with Sonic's logic here.
Sonic has been missing Tails. Okay, yeah. We're Sonic's lying is one of his greatest skills.
You're Tails now. You're Tails until real Tails is back.
Sonic has been missing Tails, and the catcher could be a useful friend for the time being. Sonic finds a sharp piece of metal and starts sawing away at the spiderweb holding catcher dangling from the ceiling of the zone. It takes a little while, but soon the catcher is free and crawling along on all its eight legs. The scraping of the legs is odd, like nothing Sonic has heard before. A bit creepy, he thinks. Sonic Minds returns to the job at hand. They have to get to the power sneakers, and they begin to follow the map. What shall the two newfound friends do next? Oh, yep, there it is. Friends. Okay. That's all we need to know about the relationship between
yep.
these two.
Homemade. Unhealthy.
Yep. Should Sonic and Catcher use the spring to leap up to the power sneakers, or should they climb up the column the hard way?
I say we have a catcher with us, so we can't fall. Let's use the spring.
True.
Good logic. Let's see if logic actually does anything for us. Sonic and his strange new friend zoom up with the power of the spring and land on top of the power sneakers box. Should they grab the power sneakers first, or should they try for the rings that are just out of reach?
Sneakers! Power sneakers!
Yes! Enough of these freaking rings!
Yeah. 94, we came here for power sneakers. We already have 5 rings. Apparently that's all we need in this game.
It's the same as having 90. If you get hit once, they're all gone.
Yeah, it doesn't... That's infuriating.
It's poopy.
With no real effort at all, Sonic jumps up and breaks open the box containing the power sneakers. Add these to Sonic's stuff.
Yeah. Does it say what they do, or are they just...
They're power sneakers. What more do you need?
You know what? Valid.
He ties the sneakers' laces together and wraps them around his neck for safekeeping.
Wait, what?
He takes off his old sneakers and puts them around his neck.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
What?
We've got an illustration here.
Okay.
Look at how clear this illustration is of Sonic putting his old sneakers around his neck so he can wear the new sneakers.
I'm not leaving my sneakers.
I'm just going to say it. He kind of looks like Robotnik in that picture.
Oh, more subtext.
There's no more time to mess around. He needs to have a good look at the map. Turn to page 39.
He who fights with eggs had best make sure he not become an egg himself.
Wise words.
Yeah, that's philosophy.
The map is very detailed and shows all the areas of the zone to be avoided. Then why didn't we look at this map at the beginning?
Yeah, that'd be nice. Oh my.
Classic Sonic.
Pretty soon, the two friends find themselves at the start of a huge loop with 5 rings placed at the top. Beyond the loop are a series of blocks that seem to be slowly moving up and down in a regular pattern. It seems easy enough. Should Sonic swap his sneakers for the new power sneakers, they could give him extra speed. Or, if you think that Sonic can cope with the loop without the help of the power sneakers, turn to a different page.
No, we already canonically put them on.
Yes,
I keep saying canonically, but I'm realizing now there is no canon in this book.
Yeah.
So, you know what?
We logically put the sneakers on.
Yes.
But let's go ahead and do what the picture showed us already.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's put on the sneakers again. Turn to page 80.
I'm sorry. Just the way it's bothering me so much, the way he has his sneakers over, like a little lamb over his shoulders. As soon as he gets any speed, they're going to go flying off. What is the plan, Sonic?
The plan is to just put on the upgrade and forget about the old upgrade. Like,
yeah, I guess.
Sonic pulls off his own sneakers and proudly slips on the new power sneakers again. They look pretty cool, but he's preferred them in blue instead of red. But what the heck? Sonic revs up and bursts into action, but he's going too fast?
Impossible.
Oh, no such thing.
Impossible. Who wrote this?
Nigel Gross and John Sutherland.
Ah.
He manages to grab the 5 rings at the top of the loop, add these to Sonic's stuff. Okay, that's positive, I suppose. But he hits the end of the track and bounces back on a spring.
Oh.
What should Sonic try now? Should he go for it again with the power sneakers on? Oh, no, this is one of our bugs. So the first sentence should say, should we go for it again with the power sneakers off, or should we keep them on and just try to go a little slower this time?
Keep them on and try to go slower?
Yeah, sure.
I'm not taking these shoes off. They're brand new.
Yeah, they're nice.
Okay, we go to page 172.
They look good.
Sonic is still going at it too fast, but Catcher is there to save him once again.
Hey.
With amazing speed, Catcher throws a spider line, which catches on Sonic's spines. It slows Sonic's down just before hitting the spring again. Turn to 257. Okay. Sonic swaps his new sneakers and puts on his own ones.
What?
Sonic wraps the power sneakers around his neck for safety. He might need them again.
Ha. Okay, again, illusion of choice, guys.
We're looping.
Okay.
What if we just keep doing this and keep getting coins?
Just forever.
Come on.
Picking up the until we get infinite lives.
Infinite
guys,
coin glitch.
We've had an infinite life glitch.
Okay, Sonic and Catcher are now standing at the bottom of two stacks of moving blocks. Getting across looks reasonably easy, but it needs concentration and lots of luck. I don't like the sound of that.
Mm-hmm.
If we need more luck than concentration.
Yeah.
Turn to page 284. How should Sonic and Catcher get to the top block and grab the Chaos Emerald? There's a Chaos Emerald here.
Oh, it's just right there. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so how should we try to get to the top block? It's a long way up there. I'll get it if you like, dude. No hassle. Be there and back in a tick, says Catcher. Does Sonic really trust Catcher with this important job? The only other way is for Sonic to climb up the moving blocks one by one. It may take some time, but at least Sonic can be sure that it will be done right. Do we let Catcher do it, or do we do it ourselves?
I feel like, and you can disagree with me here, but I feel like Sonic is happy to let his friends try something hard and fail rather than doing it himself and possibly failing.
Yeah,
so,
he's like, you got this.
I say he's going to trust him enough to try it.
I think so.
All right, let's delegate 178.
Fancy a job?
Asks Sonic. Catcher nods, his mechanical neck squeaking with each move of his head. The metal spider casts a line and hitches it to the first block. He pulls himself effortlessly onto the lowest block. In a few minutes, repeating the procedure each time, he gets to the top stack of moving blocks and grabs the emerald. Yo! He shouts. Got it! You want it? For just a minute, Sonic is a little worried. Is the spider going to bring it down or taunt him, now that he has the emerald? Was all this friendliness just an act? As if the spider can hear his thoughts, Catcher drops the emerald. It lands with a thump beside Sonic. Catcher spins a quick web and is beside Sonic in a matter of seconds.
Good one, says Sonic.
I know, replies Catcher. Now turn to page 102.
Okay, so this is very telling about Sonic, because he immediately distrusts his friends.
Yeah.
And his friends are just nothing but trustworthy.
Yeah. Okay. Ooh, a new character arrives.
Oh boy.
Ooh, could it be?
Who could it be indeed? Well, you'll just have to find out next time when we finish up this book. That's right. So this book, it was actually pretty short, like I mentioned at the beginning, and we managed to get through it in only 2 episodes. So next week we're going to be concluding this book, but keep your ears open for a couple other special episodes that'll come out afterwards in this month. And in the meantime, all the stuff. We've got social media. We've got a Patreon. Blah, 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 blah. Sonic has melted my brain, so that's all I'm going to say for now. Much love and stuff, everybody. We'll catch you next time with Sonic the Zone Zapper. Yeah, that's what this one's called. Sonic the Zone Zapper. Bye now.